But then some people have trouble giving up their fantasies. It's just that their fantasy isn't the Marlboro Man riding off into the sunset. It's the yogi or a psychotherapist or the charismatic teacher. We keep forgetting that every generation, indeed every subculture, has its own version of the Marlboro Man. Fantasies are interesting from a cultural perspective, but they don't help us awaken until we recognize their total improbability. Very few women and men make their living modeling for Playboy or Playgirl. The vast majority of people have a far less homogeneous exterior. Not that there is such a thing as the average woman or man, but most women and men have bumps in inauspicious places. They don't have to worry about someone falling in love with their packaging. That's a good thing. The great gift of intimacy is the removal of the packaging. Intimacy doesn't begin until people look into each other's eyes and see what's really there. It doesn't begin until the Marlboro Man falls off his horse or loses his erection. If you aren't in a spiritual relationship, then what kind of relationship are you in? Unless you are taking off for that mountain cave, you will find that it's pretty hard to be on a spiritual path if your relationship isn't part of it. That doesn't mean that you and your partner both have to be Baptists or Buddhists, but it does mean that the wrapper must come off with the loincloth. You cannot live together and not see each other. That used to be an option, but it isn't anymore. Now, the only kind of relationship possible for those who are on a spiritual path is one that is heart to heart and eye to eye. It is a place where all of you becomes visible, vulnerable, and self-disclosed. It is a place where boundaries are honored so that they can be negotiated without fear. It is a place where wounds are healed and secrets are revealed, a place of surrender, and yes, ultimately, a place of bliss.